Bishar kolodim with a regular person. Shezocholoy moisav. That is a drasha mean the first big mara balabaye shomle chaberud. Stam, a person goes to his friend. Heylach mozu, take this money. Vizochli beruv. You don't go to the storekeeper himself or to the baker. You go to your friend and you give your friend a dollar and tell him, etzav tzi, go buy some bread and be mishtatav, make an error for me. Volach vizicholoy. And then this person goes and he buys his own food and mazak his own food for the first person. Shekon eruv. Then it is chal. Why? Toho yuvim balabayis. Rogolim cho kikrois. Since the balabayis does not sell bread. Is lo niskavin zel lasoyso shliach. When his friend gave him the money and told him, you go, buy me the bread, you're only my friend, you're not a baker. So I knew you, like, I'm not giving you the money to be kind for me. Now I'm making you a shliach. V'nase koimoloi aravli. I'm like telling you, I want you to be my shliach and make an error for me. V'gavichen v'ni gufo. Iyomoli aravli, arminu begmar dekoni. By a baker also, if you give him money, but if you tell him, I want you to make an error for me, then avadu it's kosher. The only concern is if you go to the baker and you give him the dollar, so since the baker sells bread, usually there the das is that you want your dollar to be kind of the bread for you, and money is not kind of. Mashen, if you don't go to the baker himself, you go to your friend, and you give your friend the dollar bill, you start making him a shliach to buy for you, so then the Erev is chal.
Vaiter,
you're for somebody for his das. So Rashi Hukach, Gabi Chendvini Kiyom Olay Zochli Leniskavel Likne Semenu. That's the svara. You can only do it midas of the person. So why the Chendvini or the baker? When you gave the baker the money, we say your svara is that you don't want the baker to be zeicha for you his own bread. You want this dollar bull to be kind of for you the bread, and you want that bread to make the air for you. And that's not chal. You don't own the bread. Money is not kind of. So that's the thought, since ain't marav ledaitoi, you can only be marav ledaitoi, therefore the Erev is not chal in such a case. Now, the Omer Rabbi Yehuda, the medevor mamurim, this is a Yehuda sheet that we had before, the Yehuda says, when do we say this halacha and Erev is only chal, midas odim, the person has to want it, and not shloim midait, it's only the rubei tchumim. Because there it's a chayv, like we said. A Reuven tchumim, you want to make eretz tchumim for Reuven. Who says Reuven wants it? Maybe Reuven would rather have his tchum inside the city, because then he could walk 2,000 amas the other way. Who says you're doing him a taiva by putting it lemizrach? Maybe he wants to walk marav. So yeah, for Reuven tchumim pshita, you have to ask the person first. You can't do it shleimi daitein. Aval hatab yuda, aval beruven chatzeroyz, marvin ledaitein shleimi daitein. You don't have to ask the person. You're allowed to be mezaka the bread for him, even shleimi daitein. Why? Lefisha zochen liyodim shleim befonov, v'yein chavim liyodim shleim befonov. Anytime it's a schus for somebody, you could make kiyonim for him. Like you're saying, you could use your bread and let somebody else pick it up to be zeicha for Reuven, and Reuven is in the Erev. Because zochen liyodim shleim befonov. There's only a klal, you can't do a chayv, you can't do something bad to somebody else. Like a rubei tchumim, there you may be mastered him. Maybe he wants to go to Mizrach side, and you'll make an error of Lamarav side, he's losing out now. But a rubei chatzeros is only gaining on the deal, therefore you don't have to ask for shus. Malach is like that. You want to make a rubei chatzeros with the people living in Europe, in your house? You don't have to ask them for a shus of the rule Yidden. You just have somebody pick up the matzah, and be mezakrit for everybody in the chotzer, and you can make the rubei chatzeros. But we all like to give you the, since it's a shus, Zochen Yavim Shabbachonach. So the Gemara, my time of the Rebbe Lezer. What's the Pshat in Rebbe Lezer Taka? Rebbe Lezer Shita will say now that money is koina. If you gave money to the Chendvini, or you gave money to the baker, and told him that with this dollar bill I want to own a piece of bread, and that bread should be for my heir if it's Taka Chal. For the Gemara, Holei Moshach, he didn't make a kinyan yet. Like we know, money is not koina. So how could Rebbe Lezer say the heir of his Chal, the person doesn't own the bread yet? Over Rav Nachman Amarava Barahua. Asur Reb Lezer Kedalet Prokim Meshana. In the Chanami, there's a special kula here with Rabbanon. The Geyat Hilcha Shabbat Rabbanon will make it to say that here money is koina. Just like we find in the Locha by Dalet Prokim Meshana four times in the year, the Rabbanon will make it to say that money is koina. The Tanan we learned, Vidalet Prokim, that's four different times of the year, Elu, in these special four times, Mashchitin Esatabach Bakorchoy. We tell the butcher, like, you have to make the Shchita Bakorchoy. And afilu shor shov elef dinner, even though the animal is worth $1,000, vein lokeich el dinner rechod, and the lokeich only gave you $1 for it, still kaifanay selishchod. We force you to shecht it for him. The pshat is that here we say money is kinda. So since you gave a dollar, even though you weren't, you really weren't moshach, you didn't pull the animal yet,
that just gave the butcher a dollar. When you gave the butcher a dollar, you own now a chelik of this animal. You own $1 worth of this animal. So you're like a bailam on the animal. Therefore, you have right to tell the butcher, I want you to shech my animal now. You have right to tell him. Even though the whole year round we say money is not kaina, stop giving money, you're not kind of anything, you have to make a mashicha. See, the butcher is saying, nothing doing, I don't want a shech now, I'll wait till I have a lot of customers. But in these four times of the year, the Rabbanu will make all to leave it to Din Torah that money is kind of. Lefigach, therefore, in mace lekeach, Luyitzri, the animal dies, you should know that the lekeach loses out. Since lekeach, the one that's buying it, gave money, and at these times we say money is kinder, so as soon as you gave over the money, you own the animal now. And if the animal dies before the shrita, you're tough luck. What about mace lekeach? Mace lekeach, for the Gemara le-moshach, Kasher is why? He didn't make a mashiach yet. Amurafuna v'shemoshach. One teretz is, we talk and made a mashiach here. For the Yomari Hoch, if you made a Mashiach, if you're kind of the Behemoth, aim a Sefer, what does the Sefer say? He should know, Bishar Yemois Hashana. The rest of the years, we'll soon see in Rashi what these four times are. It's Erev, Rashi brings down here, it's Erev Yom Tov Rishon Shel Pesach, Erev Yom Tov, Erev Pesach, everybody buys meat for Pesach, so it's as far as a big rush to buy the meat, Rabban will make them. The Erev Yom Tov Shel Atzeres, Shel Sol Shavuos, the Erev Rosh Hashanah, the Erev Yom Tov Achron Shel Chag, interesting. Erev Yom Tov Erev Shemini Atzeres. Vice versa, Erev Sukkah, everybody's too busy. You're too busy to buy meat then. People are busy building their sukkah and making dal minim. You have no time to buy meat. The time to go buy meat is Vice versa, Shemini Atzeres. What do you do about sukkah? You took care of it before already. Took care of the meat. No, the Erev Yom Kippur Begol. Who are the Erev Yom Kippur and Gol is also a Zman of a Sudah in Gol. Now, in these times, since it's very important to have meat, Rabbanu will make it to say that just giving money gives you a kinyan already in the meat. You own the meat. Now, if you want to say you made a kinyan mashiach here, that's what we're talking about. What does the sefer say? V'shah yemois hashana, the rest of the year, ain't a kinyan. You don't have this halacha. The what? That money is not kinyan the rest of the year. Lefikach. Meis l'moicher. Luyitzur, the animal dies. Who loses out? The moicher. The tabach, the one that's selling the meat, loses out. That what happened here? Somebody came into the store and gave the tabach $100 for this animal. Now, kozuman, the person didn't make a mashicha, he's not kind of the animal. It still belongs to the butcher. And it's only chal later when he takes the meat. So if the animal dies now, before they made the shchita, the moicher loses out, he has to give the money back. Yeah. Is amai homoshach. If you're telling me now this Bryce is talking about even these four times of the year, where lekeach made a kinyan mashicha, so the vada kainerit, so why the rest of the year isn't the same halacha? Avad, if you give money for an animal, and you go and you're moshach the animal, you go make a kinyan mashicha, you're kind of the animal, it's your animal. If the animal dies now, you're tough luck. So why does the Bryce say the rest of the year it's not that way? Why not? Tell him it's mash McClaw, they did not make a kinyan mashicha. Reb Shmuel, Reb Yitzchok, L'yoylam b'shloy moshach. We're talking about Taka, you did not make any Mashiach. That these four times of the year are special times. That we just gave money with the money alone, that the person gave the money to the butcher, he's kind of the meat. Hochim mayaskinon v'shiz. The one teretz is Nachman's name. Hochim mayaskinon v'shiz. Zichloy adayacher. That somebody else was mezakeh. The zakeh is for you. Shrashim zichloy tabach lokeach v'shor zeh shav adin radayacher. Maybe it's talking about the butcher had somebody made a kinyan, had somebody come and move the animal to make a maisa mashicha, and that person was mazakrit for you. Yeah. So tomorrow, but that, so we say what? So that's one teretz. So now, why daf with these dalet prokim? The bedalet prokim made the schus loy zochel loy shabefonav. These four times of the year, everybody needs meat. They want the meat. So once the butcher has somebody pick up the meat to be mezakut for the person, pshita the person is nicha, he's dying to get the meat, to his kainam. The rest of the year, it's not so dochik, you don't need the meat that important. Sure, you go to the store. Now, you would rather wait for the kinyan till after the shchita took place to make sure the meat will be kosher. You're not in a rush to say right now you want to be kind to the animal should belong to you. So if the butcher goes and has somebody make a mice kinyan to be zerich, which for you, you taka don't want to be kind to the animal. Because you're afraid maybe the animal will die before the shchita. You don't want to lose out. So the rest of the year that you're not so nervous about having the meat, there it's a chav, a person doesn't want it to be chal. That's one teretz. What's the gate to us though is Rabbi Loi Om Rabbi Yechanan, Rabbi Loi, name of Rabbi Yechanan says another teretz. Bidalit Prokamelu, in these four times of the year, they're saying Erev Pesach, and Erev Shemini Atzeres, and Erev Yom Kippur, is Bidalit Prokamelu, Hemidu Chachomim Divreyam Adivrei Torah. In these four times of the year, the Rabbanan left the Kinyan the way it's supposed to be Midiraisa. Then what does that mean? The Yom Rabbi Yechon Cheetah is Tvah Torah Moyes Kronis. Real Midiraisa. When you want to buy something, you want to buy a Chmesa tape recorder. If you give the person money, when you give him money for it, money is Kronis. That's Midiraisa. Money is a Kinyan Midiraisa. No, why did the Rabbanan say no? By giving money alone, you're not cutting the tape recorder yet. If something happens to it, it's still the Moichah's responsibility, and the Loichah has a right, Lokeichah has a right to get his money back. The Rabbanan said, money is not koina. Why did the Rabbanan say, don't be koina with money, but rather you have to make the Mashiach? You first have to take the machine into your Rishus, and then you koina. Why did the Rabbanan make such a kinyan? It's a gzeira, shema yomru loy nisafo chitecha baliya. That we're afraid maybe the Lokeach will give the money for a bundle of wheat to a Moichah. I'll give the money. And now, it's nighttime, the Moichah has a fire in his house. So the Moichah feels, what do I got to go care to put out the fire? It doesn't belong to me anymore. Since the person already gave me the money, it belongs to him, so I won't care so much. I won't go to fight the fire so much. I won't put out the fire. So because of that, the automatic zero, nothing doing. That calls the man, the person didn't take his wheat home, he didn't make a kinyan mashicha, it still belongs to you. Therefore, in case there'll be a fire in the Moichah's house, the Moichah will be very makpid to make sure he puts out the fire. So that's why Rabbanan made this takona to say that money is not koina, so you have to make a mashicha. So that's very good the whole year round. Mashenke, these four times of the year, that there's a svara that a person needs the meat, is very worried about the meat. Here the Rabbanan said that money is kind. As soon as you give the Tabach money, it's like you own the behemoth already. And even the Tabach says, I don't want a shecht now. No, you have a right to force the Tabach to shecht. So what we're saying, the same shot is in Rabbi Lezer now Mishnah. That what happened here, we're talking about a Rubik at service. That Yisam gave money to the baker to buy to be kind of the bread. So Mishum Hilchas, Eruvei Chatzeris, Al Silchas Shabbos, the Rabbanan will make a loss to say money is koina. So therefore, when you give the money to the baker, by giving over the money, you're koina the bread is taka yours. Therefore, when they use that bread for you, for Eruvei Chatzeris, it's good, while Eruvei Chatzeris is chal, because the bread taka belongs to you. The Grasha, the top Rash, right after the Gemara says, but that would prove him. The Matarot Reb Yechon Kamolik Reb Yechon answers. The Midu Ben Chachomim Divreiim Al Din Torah. The Rabbanan left it like it is Midiraisa. The Moyus Kainis, that with money alone you kainis something. Is Afkan here also? Mifnei Tikin Shabbos, because of the Tikkun of Shabbos. The Midu Divreiim Al Din Torah. Mishum the Alocha Erev Chatzeres. Rabbanan will make a letter to say that since Midiraisa money is kain and the bread is yours, the Rabbanan left it that way, that the bread belongs to you and the Erev is chal. But by other people, everybody's moider then giving money, you're just making him a shliach, and then it's good. So the more my shar kolodim, what does it mean to other people? Or marav balabayis, a regular balabos. V'chein there's not a baker, not a storekeeper. V'chein o mashmul balabayis, the mashmul. When do we say when you give money to the baker, you bedafke makpa that the money should be kind of the bread? That's only by a baker. Abba balabayis, if you give money to the balabos, then you're telling him, go out and buy me bread. You don't bedafke have das that your money has to be kind of the bread. So you're making this person a shliach for you to make an error for you. Abba balabayis is like a kind of. The yom hashmuel loishonuela more. It's only if you give even the baker, you give him money. Abba kli. What about you give him a handkerchief, you give him a kli, then koina. Then you have a kinyan sudur. Rashi learns by giving over a kli, Rashi learns that's a kinyan sudur. And a kinyan sudur is koina. So if you go to the baker, and you give him over your handkerchief to make a kinyan sudur, with that you koina the bread. So then the Erev is also chal, because then it's your bread. The Yom HaShmuel, even when you go to a baker, that the Chum says it's no good, if you're telling him, with this money, I want my money to be kind of the bread for me. I will owe my orivli, but if I don't say I want the money to make the bread to be mine, I just tell the baker, here's a dollar, and I want you to make an error for me. Then the pshat is shliach shavina b'koni. Then you're only making the baker a shliach for you, that the baker has a right to take his own bread and his akrit for you, then he could make a kinyan for you. Omer Rav Yehuda the medvar mamurim. Rav Yehuda says, when do we say that you have to have das? Yes, the person is only by Rubit Chumin. But Rubi Chatzera should give him a zakri bin Shlomi Daitai. Omer Rav Yehuda Mashmuel, halachic Rav Yehuda. We take a pasul of Rav Yehuda. That by Rubi Chatzera you're allowed to make an error for somebody else, Shlomi Daitai. Since it's a schus, you can be mezaka the bread to him. For loyoid, not only this, ela kol mokim shishon Rav Yehuda be erevin, halachic kemoisei. Wherever Rav Yehuda says halacha and hilkas erevin, we take a pasul like him. Omer le Rav Chonin begirito le Rav Yehuda. Omer Shmuel, afilu bin mavui shenitlu karosi lechayev. Is it true even in a case where the mavui is missing its kairo or it's missing its lechi? Trashi b'Shabbos the makeup of Rav Yehuda per kol agagis v'yom matoron liris haShabbos. We had a shal there at the beginning of Shabbos. This mavui had its lechi, had its kairo. Since at the beginning of Shabbos it had its fourth wall, the curve of Lechi, you're allowed to carry out from the Chatzur into the Movi. What about now in the middle of Shabbos the Lechi breaks down, or the curve falls down? So as the Machlok is there, that there of you, the Paskin, still we say, Shabbos, however, Hutra, Hutra, since at the beginning of Shabbos was Mutter to carry out, you're still allowed to carry out. Do we even Paskin by that Halach like Yehuda? Or Matluch, you only told him by Hilchos Erevin by Ruvi Chatzeris for Leib Mechitzes, but not negate Halacha of Mechitza. There is Halacha in the Mechitza that a Mavi really only has three walls to it. A Mavi Sosim, the fourth wall will make it with a curve of Alechi. If the curve of Alechi falls down on Shabbos, that's called Hilchos Mechitza. So do you say by even a Mechitza, since at the beginning of Shabbos it was there, the fourth Mechitza, that falls down on Shabbos, it's still be Mutter or not, that we don't have to pass like Rav Yehuda. We only pass like Rav Yehuda in Hilchas Erevin, where you have already a Dal of Mechitzes. There's the only Shal to make a Rubi Chatzeres, Rubi Tchumim, then we pass like Rav Yehuda, but not by Mechitzes. Omalei Rav Acha Brei the Rovel Rav Ashi. Halocha, that you say Halocha Rav Yehuda, Mechlau the Pligi. You tell Mechurat Samachloik, you're Tanakama Chomin Reb Yehuda, and therefore you're saying we pass the Malach like Reb Yehuda. I, Vom Reb Yeshua ben Levi, Komokim Shom Reb Yehuda Emosai, Uvameh, the Mishnah Seinu. Any time in the Mishnah, when Reb Yehuda comes after a Tanakama, and Reb Yehuda says such a Lashon like Emosai, like when, or else Uvameh, like here in our Mishnah also, Om Reb Yehuda, Vameh Devor Mamurim, so Reb Yehuda is saying, when do we say this, you should know, Eino Elo Lefarish, Duber Chomin. That's what Yeshua ben Levi said. That whenever a Yehuda in the Mishnah, after a Chavim, says Vamed Vorm Amurim, or says a Lashon of Emosai, he's only coming to explain the Tanakhama. So why do you have to say Halacha Rav Yehuda, Pshita Halacha Rav Yehuda? There's no Machlekes. Rav Yehuda himself is only coming to explain the Tanakhama. So the Gemara, for Loi Pligi, there's no Machlekes. For Anantnan, we learn clearly there is a Machlekes. Let's say more people come to live in this chot now. Moisif, you have to add into the Erev now. You could be mezakrit for them. But you have to be modia them. That's not like Reb Yehuda. So here you see, Claude, there's a machlekes here between Reb Yehuda and the Tanakhama. And the Gemara, I tell you, no. There, the Tanakhama is daska talking about, we have a chotze, true, living in between two movies. Here we have to ask the person which movie do you want to have Erev Chatzeres with? Because you have a right either to carry out to the right movie or to the left movie. So we can't come and do it without asking you. Because maybe you would have to want to go this way and we'll make it the other way. We'll make it a chay for you. So in such a case, even if you is moida, you have to ask him a shus. But in the case where there's only one chotzer there, so pshit, that this is the only place you can make the Erev Chatzeres, maybe everybody holds like Reb Yehuda. That since it's a schus for the person, you don't have to ask him beforehand. So the Mar of I name, V'omer Rashiz B'omer Rechizda, Zoy we had before, Zoy Sameris, Chalukim Olav Chavera Rav Yehuda, so we said no, at least Rashiz B'omer Rechizda said that the Tanakhama argues on Rav Yehuda, that even in a case where there's only one chotzer there, so there's only a schus for him, still the Tanakhama says you have to ask. So according to this pshat, there's zicha machlekes between Rabbi Yehuda and the Tanakama. So it doesn't come out good according to Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi's cloud. Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi said, whenever it says, Vamedavor Mamur, in the Mishnah, Rabbi Yehuda is only coming to explain the Tanakama. And according to Rashizbi, he said, no, there's a machlekes Tanakama in Rabbi Yehuda. And the Gemara, Ela Gavra Gavra Karamis, you ask me a kasha like the Rashi, you ask me a kasha in Rabbi Yehuda ben Levi,